Busy and Quiet. A The Untamed fanfic. Written by the Dame Judy Wench. Read by Black Laughs. Part 1 of the Everything and Everyone Settled into Place series. Wenqing hates the phrase resting bitch face. The inherent misogyny of the expectation that a woman rests in a state of smiling contentment. However, as she accidentally catches a glimpse of herself when her camera flips forward-facing, she sees the tightness around her eyes and the way her mouth makes a flat, tense line. And yes, one might say she looks bitchy. At the very least, unhappy. The truth of it is that she's always exasperated. It's a low-grade fever sort of thing. Not dangerous, no. Present, yes. One of the sources of her exasperation is the person she's trying to take a picture of, to prove to him that he fell asleep on the couch in their small living room again.
"Wei Ying," she says sharply.
He wakes with a start, runs his hand down his face, pushes up on one elbow, and looks at the TV like he was watching it all along. It's currently a screensaver. A camera pans across an Arctic landscape.
"I was," he starts weakly.
She sets her bag down, drops her phone on the coffee table, and shoves him up and over so there's room for her beside him. "You have a bedroom," she says. She doesn't say the other things lingering in the back of her throat like dust. Wei Ying is her friend and her roommate, her former classmate. He is not, however, her problem. If she takes him on as a problem, there will be no shaking him off. And if she takes on one more ounce of responsibility right now, she's going to follow the same spiral he's on. That can't happen. She's going to be the best. There's no other option. "You look miserable," Wei Ying points out. He reaches out and touches the spot between her brows, giving it a one-fingered wiggly massage that further irritates her.
"I'm tired," Wenqing snaps.
"Of course you are." He drops his hand to her knee. It's annoying how much his acknowledgement helps. "Can I help you get sleepy?"
"I have a date tonight."
He laughs. "Is it a date where you meet someone and promptly fall asleep in front of them? If not, maybe put it off." He's right. And that, quite abruptly, pushes her from irritation to something closer to rage. He must see it in her eyes, because he takes his hand off her knee. Straightens. There's an anticipatory tightness in his shoulders now. "I need to shower," she says, plucking at her scrubs. She smells like 3 days of stress. "You know where to be." Wei Ying nods and lowers his gaze. She makes him wait a while, partially because the shower feels amazing, and partially because she likes picturing him in the bed. Legs crossed, back straight, pretending to look meditative. When in reality, he has all the serenity of a caffeinated child when left waiting. She towels off, braids her hair, because she's definitely going to fall asleep with it wet. Without acknowledging Wei Ying, she spreads a fluffy dry towel across her bed and sinks into the softness of it. Her bedroom is a refuge. She keeps it just so. Everything from the art, woodcut prints of plant life, to the scent, leather and amber, has been carefully curated to calm her down from the onslaught of bullshit that pisses her off every single day. "You're still tense," Wei Ying observes, from the space at the corner of the mattress, where he's made himself as compact as possible. "Maybe," she allows, stretching. She knows he's watching, and knows he appreciates things that look nice. She looks nice. Wenqing lets her knees fall open, spreads her feet apart, nudges her toe against Wei Ying. An invitation. He smiles at her. "Can I start at your feet?" "Yes." This time, her exasperation is a warm, fond thing. She hums on an exhale, cups and kneads her tits, skims a touch at her nipple, where the skin has drawn in tight from the cool air conditioning. Breath by breath, she feels her body begin to wind down. where attention was. Heat now coils. Wei Yin kisses her feet. Dry, soft touches. He uses his hands to warm her toes, to cup her heels. His thumbs dig into the arches. She sucks in a sharp, pleased sound. She feels his mouth smile against her. He likes pleasing her. Finds his own peace here. "Stop stalling," she says without heat, knowing he isn't stalling. He'd be happy spending an hour with his mouth on her, busy and quiet. He presses an amused sound against her shin. He makes himself flat, inches forward on his belly and his forearms, rubs his face up her inner thigh. She tells him, "Your nose is cold." He finds her slit, brushes his lips through the soft hair. "Your pussy is warm." A smile warms her mouth. The stretch is good. How long has it been since she's done that? This is a meditation. Wei Ying isn't like the men she takes home for a fun fuck, before inevitably being disappointed by patterns as predictable as her cycle. Tit squeeze, nipple tweaking, half-hearted head, missionary, sweaty collapse, and an attempt at talking about things she has no interest in. Wei Ying lifts his nose from the crease of her groin. "You're making angry noises. Pay attention to me," he whines. "Make it worth paying attention to," she shoots back. He laughs, and she grins again, finds his hair, and pets it absently, only for a few seconds. He doesn't like to be distracted when he's attending to her. She closes her eyes and lets him work. There's a fan on in the corner. It oscillates, a slow rhythm she follows with her breathing. It's difficult, sometimes, to turn her attention away from her body's responses. The quickening of her breath, the heat that rushes to her cunt, the prickly tightening of her nipples, the sweat that rises up on her skin, the musk of herself. She acknowledges her awareness, lets it go, narrows her focus to his mouth. Wei Ying doesn't feast. He builds a case. He pushes her thighs wider apart with strong hands, thumbs her soft skin, the swollen rolls of her labia. He plays with the folds of her wet skin, sucks kisses. He teases a finger, playing in her slick. He licks her asshole like a cat with cream, silent but for the sound of his eager breaths. His arousal drives hers up, an alchemical response that finally releases a low moan from her chest. He mouths at everything but her clit, until she struggles to bite back a plea for more. His nose nudges it as he drives his tongue deep into her cunt, and she grabs him by the hair and growls, "Wei Ying." "Ah," he says into her skin. He slurps at a fold of skin, scrapes her carefully with his teeth, looks up. "Do you want to come?" "Make it good." His pinky flicks at the clench of her ass. A question. She doesn't trust her voice. Groans a permissive sound. They've been doing this long enough for him to know that she likes a flat tongue. No sucking where she's too sensitive. No sharp tongue. Only a persistent, confident, warm friction that makes heat and satisfaction jump along her nerves. She's shaking now, kneading her hands at the bed, making involuntary noises that could be translated to, "I will kill you if you stop." When her breathing starts to hit a tight crescendo, he drives his fingers into her, hot and slippery. She showed him once, on a dare, when they were both shit-faced, how she likes to be fingered. He says he has a bad memory, but he's done it just right ever since. Pressure at the upper wall, persistent rhythmic pulses. "Fuck," she says. "Fuck, Wei Ying, fuck." And she comes, crying out. He eases out of her immediately, but continues kissing her thighs and her belly, petting his slick hand along her skin, gentling her. It takes her a long time to come back from where it takes her. "Hey," he asks. "No." He sighs and crawls up the bed and lays beside her. She bats his exploring hand away from her tits.
I think it would be really fun to fuck you, he pouts.
It is, she agrees lightly, before she turns onto her side to watch him jerk off. End of story. Thanks for listening.